you married the first girl that you dated, and you were a techie if you could fix the carburetor in your car. I really thought that gay was a sophisticated English word for happy. And lesbian, of course, was the capital of Portugal, as you all know. That was it. So, we relied on systems created through the toil and sacrifice of generations before to protect us. And we felt that governments actually worked for our betterment. Science was simple and logical. Apple was still then just a fruit, owned by Eve first and then Newton, not by Steve Jobs till then. I mean, it was... And Eureka is what you screamed when you wanted to run naked on the streets. You went wherever life took you for work, and people were mostly welcoming of you. Migration was a term then still reserved for Siberian cranes, not human beings. Most importantly, you were who you were, and you said what you thought. Then in my late 20s, I shifted to the sprawling metropolis of Mumbai, and my framework, like the newly industrialized aspirational humanity, began to alter. In the urban rush for a new, more embellished survival, things started to look a little different. I met people who had descended from all over the world. Faces, races, genders, moneylenders, definitions became more and more fluid. Work began to define you at that time in an overwhelmingly equalizing manner. And all the systems started to feel less reliable to me, almost too thick to hold on to the diversity of mankind and the human need to progress and grow. Ideas were flowing with more freedom and speed. And I experienced the miracle of human innovation and cooperation. And my own creativity, when supported by the resourcefulness of this collective endeavor, catapulted me into superstardom.